The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to a Wednesday edition of Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. And our friends down in Tampa, Florida, listening on Faith Talk 760, 570, and 910 a.m. are going, is it that guy again? Yeah, it is. My name is Bob Burney. I host Bob Burney Live in Columbus, Ohio. And occasionally, I have the wonderful privilege of sitting in for Bill Bunkley. And today is one of those days. So we have linked the two stations together, AM 880 and 104.5 FM, The Word in Columbus, Ohio, and Faith Talk 570, 760, and 910 in the Tampa Bay area, and we are simulcasting. So wherever you may be listening, welcome. It is a delight, an honor, and a privilege to be your host today. Let me give you my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and it works just as well in Tampa, Florida, as it does in Columbus, Ohio, or wherever you may be listening. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I try very, very hard to pass on only facts, truth, that have been verified. I work very hard at that. But every once in a while, I have to issue a correction. Now, I realize that our Tampa friends were not listening to me yesterday, but I reported a story yesterday, and, I have to issue a correction. Not because I got it wrong, and I'm certainly not saying I couldn't, but the news media got it wrong in general. Yeah. Yesterday, I shared with my listeners the story of Bishop Lamar Whitehead of New York City. He is a pastor of a church there in New York City, and you may have heard this story. This past Sunday morning at about 11:14 a.m., he is standing in his pulpit. He is preaching the message on Sunday morning, and suddenly three masked hooded gunmen burst into the church auditorium, guns drawn, and they ordered the bishop to get on the floor, and they robbed him and his wife of their jewelry. Yeah. Well, the New York Times and many other reputable news sources, well, if we could call the New York Times reputable news sources. Anyway, almost all of the major news sources reported that the thieves got away with more than $1 million worth of jewelry. Was that from the entire congregation? No, just the pastor and his wife. $1 million they were wearing? Well, that's what the news media reported. Over $1 million. Well, the Bishop Lamar Whitehead is quite upset. He is angry. He is quite angry because he is saying the news media got it wrong. They reported it wrong. They exaggerated. In fact, he talked about CNN. The New York Times said they exaggerated the amount of jewelry that was stolen. In fact, let me, I got the direct quote here. Hang on just a minute. In a statement yesterday, Bishop Whitehead, who is, by the way, now offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the gunman. That's out of his own pocket, $50,000 report. He said, and I quote, "Reports that the value of the stolen jewelry exceeds $1 million are incorrect." Just to clear things up, again, I am quoting from the bishop. Just to clear things up, I know CNN has reported, also the New York Post, that over $1 million of jewelry was stolen. That's inaccurate. Everybody is, oh, you have $1 million. Well, stop believing everything, said the bishop. So he is adamant that it was not over $1 million. So I want to issue a correction. If the good bishop says it wasn't over $1 million, well, then, you know, who am I to question? Now, he says, are you ready for this? He says it was only $400,000. That's all. That thing about $1 million worth of jewelry, that's terribly wrong. The news media got it wrong. They're trying to destroy me. They're lying about me. It wasn't $1 million. It was only a mere $400,000 worth of jewelry. Now, as I asked my listeners yesterday, since we now know it was terribly exaggerated and it wasn't $1 million, it was a measly $400,000, how many of you attend a church where your pastor on any given Sunday morning wears $400,000 worth of jewelry? Yeah. Now, I think that's kind of funny. It's entertaining. It's really sad, though, because, listen, his congregation thought that was fine, that their pastor would be wearing on Sunday morning $400,000 in jewelry. A diamond-encrusted Rolex watch, gold chains. I have no idea what else he had. He had rings. And he had bamboozled a congregation, fooled, fleeced the flock, and caused them, he twisted scripture enough to make that congregation believe that is a sign of God's blessing. Folks, listen. You don't have to have a seminary education. You don't have to have an MD or a doctor's degree in theology to understand that great wealth is not an indication of God's blessing. If it was, Elon Musk would be the most spiritual man on the earth. Bill Gates would have been one of the most spiritual men on the earth. George Soros, an avowed communist socialist. That would mean he was experiencing the blessings of God. Come on, folks. Now, as I said yesterday, I don't believe congregations should force their pastors to live in poverty. That's not biblical either. Servant is worthy of his hire. I have no problem with a pastor making a decent wage, living comfortably, but the Bible warns us often about excess, extremes, and these ignorant members of his congregation had no problem with this obscene display of greed. Anyway, I just wanted to correct the record. I said it was a million. It was only 400,000. All right, we got to take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you think it's great that a pastor would be wearing $400,000 worth of jewelry. And that's just what he was wearing. Can you imagine what he had at home? 877-BOB-LIVE.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. We are simulcasting today in Columbus, Ohio, and in Tampa, Florida. So I try to choose topics that would be of interest to everyone, whether you are in Ohio or Florida or wherever. But I've got to do a little bit of inside baseball here just for a moment and deal with an Ohio story, but it should be of interest to you in Florida. Here's big headline here in Ohio today. And by the way, we now have a heartbeat bill here in Ohio that federal courts have upheld. No abortion after the detection of a heartbeat, which is around 6 weeks. You in Florida have a similar piece of legislation. It has been challenged in court as well. But our heartbeat bill has been challenged in court and has withstood the challenge. The heartbeat bill here in Ohio is law. Here's the headline. New study shows most Ohioans who want an abortion won't be able to get one under new law. I looked at that headline, and my response was, duh, that's the purpose of the law. Again, let me read the headline to you. New study shows most Ohioans who want an abortion won't be able to get one under the new ban. You took a new study to find that out? All right, here it is. A new study shows nearly 9 out of 10 Ohioans who got abortions here in the state during the past couple of years wouldn't be able to get them now. Well, yeah, that was the point of the, that's the point of the legislation. Hello? And again, it took a state-sponsored study to come up with this brilliant conclusion that a bill to reduce abortion would actually reduce abortion. Yeah. Abigail Norris Turner, Ohio State University professor of medicine, said she and other researchers conducted a study. kid. Pardon me. You have to be a professor at a university to discover that a bill that was intended to stop abortions would actually stop abortions? Okay. Anyway, here's the point that I wanted to drive home. And this is applicable not only here in Ohio, but in Florida or anywhere else. It says, a quarter of the women who got abortions during that time, that was last year, didn't know they were pregnant until 6 weeks or later. Of that group, listen carefully. Of that group, she said most were low income or had a low level of educational attainment. Now, do you know who Margaret Sanger is? Of course you do. Founder of Planned Parenthood. Why was Planned Parenthood founded? Now, she didn't give it that name. It was given the name later, but it's still the same organization, founded by Margaret Sanger. Why did she found Planned Parenthood? Because she thought that people of low-level education, low-level intelligence, low income should not be allowed to reproduce like the smart people and like the rich people. It was an evil, wicked thing called eugenics, very similar to what Adolf Hitler believed. We're going to produce a perfect race, the Aryan race. In order to produce that perfect race, we got to get rid of all of the inferior people. For Hitler, it was Jews. For Margaret Sanger, it was blacks and people of low income. Because if they were low income, that meant that they were kind of dumb. So get this. This research from Ohio State University indicates, well, in fact, let me quote, lack of income and lack of education are two of the reasons people give for seeking abortion. That's what we, who are pro-life, have been saying for years. It is not because of the health of the mother. It's because the birth of a child would be inconvenient. So here we have research done at our own Ohio State University that says, well, the people who seek abortion are low income and low level education. They're not very smart. And we've got to abort their kids because we don't want them to reproduce. And the heartbeat bill and other pro-life bills like yours there in Florida are to protect those people and protect those unborn babies. Wow, it takes research to conclude that a bill that is intended to save the life of the unborn is actually going to save the life of the unborn. And the liberal left doesn't like it. Think about that.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.